see her this weekend at K105 Country Fest. Danielle Bradbury is with us this morning on the Dan and Dude Show. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Very perky already for Country Fest this weekend, no doubt?
I am. I'm really excited.
Well, I will tell you this, that this is the second straight year that somebody from The Voice has been at K105 Country Fest. Any guesses as to who might have been here last year?
Let's see. Cassie Pope.
No, good guess, though. That would be the one I thought you'd go for. But no, it was actually the Swan Brothers were here last year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so look, you got this Voice tradition continues. You know, this has been, what, a few years since you won The Voice now?
About 2 years.
You know, you're getting older now. You're 19, and it just struck me that next year is going to be your first presidential election, isn't it?
I think so.
The first time you're going to be able to vote, so you're getting bombarded with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and all this other stuff going on.
Yes.
Are you getting educated on the candidates here?
We'll see.
Yeah. All right, well, enough about politics. Let's get back to the stuff you know, music. Your new single, Friend Zone, was just released to iTunes here recently. Tell us a little bit more about the story behind that.
We kind of came up with this idea about girls teaching guys how not to get put in the friend zone in sports terms, so they'll understand it better, and just, it's really funny, and hopefully guys will get a kick out of it too.
Yeah, I was looking at the lyrics now. You know, I think I was putting too much thought into it, because I was trying to. Okay, now wait a second. If you don't call back, you don't want to be a friend. You want to be more than that. Correct? Is that where it's going here?
Yeah.
Okay. We talked before about you being on The Voice and a protege of Blake, and this, you know, this whole thing with him and Miranda, it's really got, have you talked to him at all about this whole thing? I know they're being very private, as they should be, but as a friend, if you had a chance to talk with him since this whole thing went down.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to him just about how's everything going in our normal.
Sure.
What's up, and I talked to him about the single being released and everything, but we haven't talked too much about the actual subject, which I get and everything. So, I mean, we haven't talked too much about that. So,
but I'm sure you're going to be tuned in and ready to go for another season of The Voice, which is going to start next Monday. He'll be back at it again and doing the whole thing, and maybe finding the next Danielle Bradbury.
Yeah. We'll see.